You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, there is a group of men who, in my humble opinion, are some of the most reviled men in society. And that group of men is the dreaded White Knight. These men are one of the biggest reasons why modern women believe that they can act in any sort of way, because the White Knight, irregardless of the situation, has no problem jumping to a woman's defense. So, whenever I get a story of a White Knight that actually gets taught a painful lesson, I sit back and I laugh my ass off. Far too many men simply have not learned the lesson. Things are not the way that they used to be. A lot of people out here are on a razor's edge, and all it takes is someone to drive them over that edge. And yeah, the White Knight in this article found that out the hard way. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 30th of June. Man shot 6 times after stopping a customer from groping a woman is now recovering at home. Gentlemen, you never know what someone is packing. This guy thought, oh, I'm going to rush to this woman's aid. And guess what? He caught 6 slugs because of it. The mother of a man shot 6 times after he stopped someone from groping a woman says her son has a long recovery ahead. Yeah, I hope each one of those 6 shots taught him that painful lesson. You are not Superman, okay? You are not some hero of some story. If the situation was that bad, what do? You record, call the police, hand over the evidence. That, gentlemen, is your only obligation if you are going to help any woman in this modern society. Remember, they're strong, independent, don't need no man, as long as things are civil. However, when things become uncivil, where did all the men go? Oh, I need help. Please be a meat shield for me. Wrong answer. I don't think so. The mother told Channel 2 Gwinnett County Bureau Chief Matt Johnson that she wants the shooter to turn himself in because she's worried he might hurt someone else. Surveillance video shows an unruly restaurant customer open fire on Jose Nieto, 28. He was shot 6 times. Now, here's my question. Something that damn near every White Knight ends up facing the reality of. Did the woman who was groped, or the quote unquote victim in the situation, stand outside with him? Did she visit him at the hospital? 9 times out of 10, that answer is no. She more than likely casually walked on about her life and did not even know this guy's name. Remember, there was that situation on that train where the Muslim girls were harassed and 2 White Knights jumped to their defense. What happened? They both got shanked to death. And those girls got off that train like nothing happened. You white knights really need to understand this. Yeah, you may think that you're being a hero, but trust and believe, within a week, you are forgotten and you lose your life for what? Is it worth it? Nah, it's not worth it. Quote unquote. We ask from our Christian beliefs that he turn himself in and have remorse for what he did, his mother told Johnson through a translator. Nieto is back home after 3 surgeries, but his mother said he may need another one on his wrist. Gwinnett County Police say Nieto was working at Mariscos El Corsia on South Norcross Trucker Road on June 6th after midnight. That's when police say he escorted Carlos Alvear Olive, 44, outside because he touched a woman's bottom. Video shows the suspect getting a weapon from his waistband and firing. Quote unquote, the first thing he said when he woke up from the hospital and saw his family was, "I'm sorry I failed you," Nieto's mother said. Yes, you did fail your family. Why? Because now you've got a shit ton of medical bills because you couldn't keep yourself out of the situation. Like I said, if the situation was that bad, first off, why didn't the woman report the situation? But more so over, why did you feel like it was your duty to put hands on this man after escorting him out? Gentlemen, you're not a security guard, you're not police, you're not paid to do things like that. Let the police sort it out. And if the guy walks away, you know what? You got it on video, hand it over, go about your business. Nieto also works a construction job to support his 2 small children in Gwinnett County and his parents in Venezuela. So now, that right there is the even more unfortunate part. You've got kids you're taking care of. You've got parents that you're taking care of. Those are things you have to think about before you decide to step into a situation where you do not know what the other person is capable of doing. So let's just go ahead and use the flip side of the coin. Let's just say this man didn't have the burner and they got into a physical scuffle and the white knight actually hits the guy. He falls over, hits his head on the concrete and dies. Guess what? Now you're going to prison. White knights do not think of things like this. They run off of emotion. They run off of the idea that, hey, you know what? If I step in, I'm going to be seen as a hero. No, no, no. You're only going to be seen as a disposable fool. The shooting has left him unable to work while he recovers, but his mother said he has done nothing to apologize for. If the person who shot him asks for forgiveness, his mother told Johnson that they already have forgiven him. Quote unquote, "We forgive him as a family. We forgive him for what he did. To have remorse and to not do this to anyone else," Nieto's mother said. Police took out multiple arrest warrants for Alvear Olive's arrest. Anyone who knows his whereabouts is asked to call Gwinnett County Police. And of course, a GoFundMe has been set up for his medical expenses. Once again, white knights do not think further down the line. They think, oh, this is my moment to get a little bit of fame. See, this guy is famous, but for the wrong reasons. Now, gentlemen, as you read this article, I want you to direct your attention to the comment section. My God, the sheer amount of men who want to sit here and say that this guy was actually right for what he did. No. And of course, you got the women saying, oh, this guy is courageous. Oh, he's a hero. Yay. No, gentlemen. No. That is not your obligation. And of course, all of the simpy comments, they got pushed up. However, all of the true comments that said things like, no, it was not this guy's obligation, excuse me. Of course, they got voted. They got downvoted. Typical. Typical fucking normie behavior. But once again, it shows you just how truly useless a lot of men think of themselves. If they're not sacrificing themselves for a woman, oh, they have no purpose in life. However, the younger generation of men, they see, they realize, they say, oh no, it's not my position. Which is why you have a lot more women saying, oh my God, these guys are not helping us. Ladies, it's not a random man's obligation to protect you. Which is why so many black women are really starting to catch it now. But hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Make sure you look at the comment section. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who really think that the white knight is supposed to be in all of us men, and we're supposed to just randomly be ready to lay down our lives for you at a moment's notice, you need to thoroughly understand that power you think you have in being a quote unquote damsel in distress is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men are still supposed to be chivalrous in these modern times is going out right along with it. Trust and believe, he's not the first, he won't be the last white knight that catches a painful lesson. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.